Welcome to the Number One Man Podcast. Join host Mike Silva as he takes on the issues that are most important to men and fathers and provides great ideas you can use in your life. Now, get ready. Here's Mike.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Jenna Silva here with my dad.
Hey, everyone.
Mike Silva.
How you doing, man?
Welcome to Number One Man Podcast. We're so glad you're tuning in with us again. Thank you so much. We hope you've been enjoying the last couple. And man, Dad, I'm so excited about these next few. We've got just some really kind of different podcast plan, but I think these are going to be so fun. And
I'm just really current.
I know. Yeah, I think they're going to be really great. So thanks for joining us, everyone. So basically, this idea kind of came from, I don't know if you know, I travel with for my dad a lot for the ministry, and I'm just constantly kind of on the road. So I'm in the airport a lot, of course, in the magazine area a lot, and I happen to see this men's health magazine that kind of caught my eye and brought it home for my dad, and that's kind of where this idea came from. So I wanted to just, Dad, flip it over to you, and just you can kind of set it up here a little bit. But what were the articles that kind of jumped out at you the most?
Well, it's the September issue. I mean, men, if you get it, it's the September issue of Men's Health. And so as we were looking through there, we were so impressed with this one article. It says, "Be the man your dog thinks you are." And I thought to myself, wow, I mean, our family, we are dog lovers. We've had multiple dogs. And so I thought that was such a great article. And so I got to thinking about all the different dogs that we've had. And as I read this article, "Be the man that your dog thinks you are." And I thought about the fact that, frankly, my dog and the dogs that we've had in the past, when I've been gone and then I come home at the end of the day, I mean, my dogs think I'm the greatest thing since Milk Bones. I mean, they really love me, you know. And then you contrast that, Jenna, when you girls were real small, you would all greet me at the door and all that stuff. Remember that?
Yeah, sometimes we'd make welcome home posters
for you, Daddy,
it was a big deal.
Yeah. Then you've been married 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, 35 years, and then all of a sudden I notice, you know, one day I wake up and I realize, you know what? It's been a long time since my wife started wagging her tail at me when I came through the door. I mean, you know, she just doesn't do that anymore. But my dog, I mean, it's like I could just be gone for 1 or 2 hours or 6 or 10 hours or 6 or 10 days, and I get home, and like you, my dog goes crazy, just so excited to be able to see me. And I thought, what does a dog see in a man that people don't see in a man? I mean, maybe more important, the article said, is there a way to make the fine qualities that my dogs sense and respect more apparent to people that I want to impress? What would those things be? What would it take to be the man that my dogs think that I am? So, you know, there have been studies on that. The article said there have been studies on that and all kinds of things. But basically, the experts in canine psychology, if you can believe it, yes, that's right, there are people like that, that they say that the reason why dogs worship humans is simply this. We feed them, we shelter them, protect them, we pet them, give them affection and love. We provide all the necessities of life. But I think that dogs, more than anything else, dogs just love, they love the attention, the camaraderie, the sense of family, the sense of belonging to a pack. And that's what makes it so wonderful. I mean, if my dogs could talk, I think more than, you would realize that your dog would be more than just a loving parasite if it could talk. I mean, in fact, if a dog could talk, they would probably describe you as a generous person because you feed them, a kind person because you pet them, a dependable person, affectionate, strong, intelligent, fair, playful, forgiving, articulate, trustworthy, successful, valuable, a great cook. I mean, men, it takes a lot to be able to pour that food out of the bag, right? And put hot water in there to make some gravy. A born leader, impressively tall compared to them, and a terrific driver. I mean, your dog would say a whole lot to you if dogs could talk. But one of the things that the article brought out, and Jenna, we were talking about this as far as the scripture and a man and just living the life that we live as far as scripture. The Bible tells us that one of the things that we should be is dependable and trustworthy. I mean, my dog thinks that I'm dependable and trustworthy. I want other people to know that. I want other people to know that I'm consistent. I mean, I want to be like Jesus Christ. When the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus said, I am the very same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's how Christ is. He's consistent. Well, I want to be consistent. I want people to see me as my dog sees me. I want people to see me as being faithful and consistent. And so, men, I just want to encourage you in that way also. I want to encourage you that you would be that kind of man. Then the second thing the article points out is that my dog thinks that I'm forgiving and fair. And I want to be like that. I mean, I'm glad that my dog is forgiving. I mean, there's been times that my dog's in my chair and I've said, get out. And she doesn't get out. And so I tell her, get out. And she doesn't get out. I tip the chair over on her. I mean, I want you out of the chair. I want you to obey and I want you to I want you to respond to my voice. And when she doesn't, sometimes the wrath of her master comes down on her. And it reminds me of what's that verse, Jenna, in Ephesians about being forgiving to one another? Where is that?
Yeah,
Ephesians 4, that's it. Ephesians 4, be kind one to another, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So, you know what, you guys? We often forgive our dogs for doing things. Our dogs always forgive us for doing wrong things. And so that's another characteristic. Never carry a grudge. Always be forgiving. Always be fair. The third one is kind and considerate. Okay? In dog terms, it would be like, hey, give treats every once in a while. And, you know, we would be better men if we would do that. Just give treats to the people that we know, we love, our family, our wife, our children, the people we work with, our friends that we're the closest to. You give them a treat every once in a while, like we do our dog. Our dogs look at us as kind, considerate masters. And we ought to be. I mean, the Bible says in Matthew 10 and verse 8, freely, freely you have received. So freely, freely give. I mean, except for the dogs that are killing moles and maybe an occasional garden snake in the season. Except for that, basically every treat that our dog gets, everything that they get to eat that because we give it. So our dogs see us as being very, very kind, very considerate. And as I think about that, I want my life to be that way, and I know that you do too. Another thing that I want my dog, what my dog thinks about me or what your dog thinks about you, is that you would be compassionate and affectionate. And what's another way to say it in dog terms? It's that you would pet them often. You know, pet them often. You're such a good boy. You're such a good girl. I mean, that's what our dogs, they thrive on that. They feed on that, being compassionate and affectionate. And so, men, you know, I thought about that. Sometimes my wife says, honey, you spend more time with that dog than you spend with me. Honey, you spend more time loving that dog than you do loving me. And so it's always a reminder. Whoops. Right, Jenna?
Yeah.
Whoops. I got to spend some time with Mama here and love on her and be kind and compassionate to her like my dog likes me to be.
Then, and kids. I remember, I mean, that's a huge thing with kids, too. I love seeing dads that are affectionate with their sons. And then, of course, I mean, just a given, the daughters, it's huge, yeah. You know. But it is, man, to the children, we just eat that up, yeah, as your children.
You know, Jenna, another thing that you were always so good for our family, in fact, still are, we talk about it, you still are, is happy and fun-loving. You know, mm-hmm, like our dogs. I mean, whether it was Abby, the golden retriever that would, I mean, she would have fun with anything and everything. And then there was Bella that, the Cocker Spaniel, that her favorite thing in life was eating and sleeping on the couch. I mean, that was her favorite thing.
But touching. She had to be
physically touching. Yeah, had to be touching you. Yeah, had to be touching you. But dogs are, they're so happy. They're so fun loving most of the time. And they love it when their masters are that way. And you love it when people have fun with you and be fun loving towards you, Jenna, and play with you. And And we thought of that Philippians 4 and verse 4 talks about specifically to be happy, be joyful. In fact, there's a verse in 1 Thessalonians that says, rejoice evermore, or be happy all the time, and be fun-loving. And you know, guys, and I'm talking to myself here. I mean, I'm the one. But in a world that is filled with stress and pressure, economic pressure, future uncertainty, and all the stuff that we carry. Well, I got to tell you, to be able to take time to be fun-loving is a real weakness in my life, and I need to spend more time doing that. And a dog reminds you of that, you know. Hey, master, let's play tug of war. Hey, master, let's throw the frisbee. Hey, master, I got a game. You throw the ball, and I'll go fetch it. You throw the ball, and I'll go fetch it. And dogs just love that, of course. And then my dog, I think my dog sees me as the pack leader. My dog sees me as a strong leader. My dog knows that sometimes she is going to be disciplined. But just like the Bible says, whether it's in Proverbs 3 or Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 6, every person, excuse me, that the Lord loves, He disciplines. And that's the very same with our dogs. It's the very same with our family. It's the very same. So my dog sees me as a loving, strong leader. And I want other people to see me like that too. And I think lastly, my dog sees me as a best friend. And I want my dog to see me as that way. I want my dog to see me as that way. And I'm so grateful for that. I want to be one that lowers my expectations. You know what? My dog is a dog. So let her be a dog, and don't require her to be the CEO of our organization or a big time breadwinner for the family and all that stuff. I love that verse in Matthew chapter 7 where it just simply says this, that if I judge with the severity that I judge, if I'm judging other people, you know, live up to my standard, run as fast as I run, be as sharp as I think that I am, you know, do this, do that, keep up with me. And all that stuff. If I treat my dog that way, then it's just not possible for that dog to be able to please me and perform in that way. If I'm judging them so severely, it's just not going to, it's not going to happen. In Philippians 4, you know, verse 11, just before that, verse 11, it reminds us that not that I've ever been in need, for I've learned how to be able to get along happily wherever I've been, with much or little. I know how to live on almost nothing, or with everything. And so we need to be those that remember that we've got to lower our expectation. We've got to not judge others, and we need to be kind of the people that our family and our employees and our friends see, that we're not judging other people. So Jenna, that's it. So I guess I want to finish the broadcast today by just simply saying thank you. Thanks for buying me the magazine. Thanks to Men's Health for coming up with such a great article of what your dog thinks you are. And it's been a fun one for me, and given me these ideas of how we could relate to men and how we need to relate to those around us, gentlemen. So God bless you. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast today.
Thanks for tuning in. Again, you can find us on Facebook at Number One Man. It's all spelled out. Also, feel free to check our website, MikeSilva.org. We actually have a brand new website. It's live right now. Looks awesome. You can find resources on there. You can find out a little bit more about what we do. So visit that. If you have any questions, write into us either on our Facebook page or contact tab on the website. We'd love to be in touch with you and answer any questions, pray for you, anything we can do. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's Number One Man Podcast. Make sure to join us on Facebook at facebook.com/NUMBERONEMAN. For more about your host, Mike Silva, please visit his website at www.mikesilva.org. On behalf of Mike and the team at Mike Silva International, thank you for listening.